Welcome to another Mystical Perspective. I'm Cindy Paulos, and I've been studying and teaching at the University of Metaphysics for over 50 years. And I just love Dr. Paul Leon Master's book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. It was the book before last. He now has a new book out called Meditation Dynamics. They're available on Amazon. And the lectures and information about metaphysics is available at metaphysics.com. And I've got a great topic. I pick a subject, one of the pages, and I read it for a week. And these are affirmations that are very powerful. They're seed. They plant seeds of positive energy in your mind. So I take it and read it for a week, and then I meditate on it and write some things on it. And then I share what I have. Today we're at page 55, Your Life Beyond the Five Senses. And I start with the affirmations, and then I'll talk some more. Starting with consciousness, I understand that all consciousness is part of the consciousness of the universal mind of God, and that all that is, both physical life and beyond, is contained within it. Repeating that affirmation, I understand that all consciousness is part of the consciousness of the universal mind of God, and that all that is, both physical life and beyond, are contained within it. So here we are in this field of energy together, all part of this amazing infinite field of energy that is the creation of the Creator that we're part of, right? And what we have to learn is not to be limiting, self-limiting. And part of the understanding is expanding our understanding of the dimension we are, and then expecting and understanding how to go beyond our limited consciousness into a higher cosmic consciousness. The next affirmation is seeing. I understand that seeing that which is beyond physical sight perceptions is seeing into more of God's consciousness within me. And of course, this is, again, we're going one step beyond the first affirmation here, but we're accepting that consciousness which we are in, which is the God consciousness, the creative field of all, is right here within us. And how could it not be? Because we are made from the atoms of creation. And those atoms are within our mind, and our mind is in God's mind. So we are all one in that. Again, repeating this seeing, I understand that seeing that which is beyond physical sight perceptions is seeing into more of God's consciousness within me. The next is astral dimensions. I understand that all dimensions of existence, including the physical, are varying energy frequencies of consciousness. Now, again, we're understanding here this vibrational energy that we're within. It's all a field of consciousness, right? It's all a field of energy. So repeating this, astral dimensions, I understand that all dimensions of existence, including the physical, are varying energy frequencies of consciousness. So it's like you tune into a channel. You're like a show on Netflix. You tune into that channel, and then you have all those Netflix shows. You choose that field of energy you're in, and we do it within our consciousness, deep within our consciousness. We're not even aware that we are choosing what channel we're watching sometimes. We're not even aware that we chose to be where we are here in this life in this moment a lot of times. But we did. It's all part of that channel we chose at one point. Sometimes before we were born. And then there's times we are aware that we are right where we're supposed to be and that we chose to be here. And we're here right now because we wish to be here, even though we're not aware of that. The next one's tuning in. I understand that experiencing or seeing another dimension occurs when in consciousness, I tune into the energy frequency of another dimension. Okay? So this is, again, similar to astral dimensions, but we're tuning in to the other levels of consciousness. We're tuning in to this channel. We were just talking about this energy frequency. You can tune into the God frequency, right? I mean, you can tune into any frequency you wish to tune into. But you got to be careful, because sometimes if you're in the lower energy vibrations, you can get sucked in, and it can be hard to change channels again, right? The next affirmation is location. I understand that dimensions on varying frequencies of energy coexist in the same location and are normally undetectable to each other, except when paranormal perception takes place. Now, this is where you are, where your soul can sometimes bring you a little other higher sight. This is part of parapsychology, right? Understanding that frequency can be right here, even though we're not tuned into it. Repeating location. I understand that dimensions on varying frequencies of energy coexist in the same location and are normally undetectable to each other, except when paranormal perception takes place. And again, there is a reason why we are not aware of them. You know, it's easy to kind of lose track of where we are. If we get lost in another dimension, we may have a hard time getting back. And that might be okay if you want to be in the other dimension, but again, you might have stuff to do here, right? The next one is experience. I understand that the life beyond the physical can be wide and varied, together with the appearance of life forms, though most have the look of humans. Because those in the physical world are tuned into other world energy frequencies of a like nature. I can't help but always think of that scene in Star Wars, when the early Star Wars, when they go into that cafe where there's people from all around different universes gathered, and they all look different, right? And that cafe, the bar was amazing, right? Again, repeating experience. I understand that life beyond the physical can be wide and varied together with the appearance of life forms, though most have the look of humans, because those in the physical world are tuned into other world energy frequencies of a like nature. The next one's heavens. I understand that there are heavenly dimensions of consciousness corresponding to whatever religion or lack of it a person believed in during their earthly physical life. And I've always felt this is true. This is something I've always believed it. You know, those people who say you're going to go to hell and you're going to fire and brimstone for you, you know, are really doing dangerous work. They're actually kind of creating this seed thought of that you could go to hell when you die. Those that believe they're going to heaven can indeed go to that place they believed. I mean, there's an exception to this, right? And the terrorists who are doing bombing and killing themselves, they're told they'll go to heaven. How many virgins are they supposed to have waiting there? There's this this one problem with that thinking, is their karma definitely limits that, and that's not explained to them. It's so sad that they take these sometimes young people and tell them that by dying they'll be going to heaven. Instead, when they die, they experience the killing of and the pain of each person they killed. And that does change where you go to, because there is karma involved. I understand that contact with other dimensions can come about through clairvoyant seeing into other dimensions or astral body projection into another dimension. So yes, we can travel. We can travel to other dimensions. In fact, a lot of science fiction and authors sometimes have done that, and they may be aware, they may not be aware, that they're actually doing this traveling to other dimensions. Again, contact. I understand that contact with other dimensions can come about through clairvoyant seeing into other dimensions or astral body projection into another dimension. And lastly, meditation. I understand that through my daily practice of meditation, for the purpose of mystical union with God, that I will experience various aspects of other dimensional existence, as all is in the mind of God. Repeating this, I understand that through my daily practice of meditation, for the purpose of mystical union with God, that I will experience various aspects of other dimensional existence, as all is in the mind of God. So, again, we always talk about meditating daily. I meditate every morning for about 1 hour and 10 minutes. And then I write, getting messages. And some of them are from a higher energy field or master. And then I meditate at night. And it's interesting, my morning meditations are different than my nighttime meditations, because after you sleep, you also are subject to being in various astral dimensions and other dimensions of consciousness, but you don't, in fact, most of the time, you don't remember that. But they are a part of you, and they influence you, and they affect you. And when you wake up and meditate, you are more easily able to go back into some of those higher states, right? Okay, let's talk about this. This is really an amazing subject that I just love. It kind of gets into the higher levels of what we do here in the mystical field that we're in. First of all, do you know what the five senses are? It might take a moment to think about them, but yeah, you can think of them, right? Taste, the sense of taste, touch, smell, hearing, and sight. Those are the five senses. Now, even the psychologists have said, well, that's very limited, right? They say that there's been studies saying at least 14 or 20 actual senses are there. The sense of pain, the sense of time. We have a sense of time. I always wake up at around the same time, and I don't have an alarm clock, and I've always been able to do that. How do I know it's that time? Well, sometimes there are roosters that crow, but a lot of times I just know it's that time. What part of me knows it's a certain time of day that I want to wake up? The sense of where you are in the world. It's another sense. It's something in our fluid-filled inner ear allows us to figure out whether we're standing straight or about to spill onto the sidewalk. So you kind of really do have an inner sense of where you are standing. And then there's the sense of where your body is compared to itself. So you don't bump into things, right? You need to have that sense of where you're walking and where you are. A sense of movement. We know when we move, you know, how much we're moving. And again, we can program ourselves to move at various speeds. You know, I want to do a fast walk, I want to do a slow walk, and your mind does that, right? Sense of temperature. I mean, we do know when it's starting to get pretty hot outside, right? It's interesting. Sometimes you can take pictures. You have no idea in a picture that it looks really hot, that it is hot. You can't tell a lot of times in a picture. But we know by the temperature. There's a sense of pressure, a sense of itchiness, a sense of hunger or thirst, and others. Now, those are just ones that the doctors are saying are senses. Those 10 or 11 senses are just the information that allows the majority of people to understand the world around them. But some people, and probably if you're listening, you've experienced this, are able to receive information beyond what the see, taste, smell, hear, and touch is, and others. It can happen in many ways. Again, through meditation, it can happen. If you experience a near-death experience, there are people that have had this out-of-body experience when they were near death, and they're different but similar. Lots of different ways that people experience near-death when they leave their body. But a lot of them have a lot of similarities there. They see the light. They can see their body down there. They can see the people in the room. They know what people are saying, but they're not in their body. In fact, they're sometimes considered to be dead by the pulse and the rates, and this, what they're saying is like, oh, this person's dead. But no, they're actually able to relate later to doctors what was going on, out-of-body experiences. Sometimes when you're really ill, you can also gets your whole sense of consciousness changed dramatically. And in meditation, I had an experience with cosmic consciousness when I was 15 years old. And I left my body, and I traveled up the chakras and closed each one off as I was going up my consciousness. And from my body, I went out of my head, and I went into the astral plane, and then into the mental plane, where any thought, any question was answered that I had, where all things exist in a geometric form. And then I went on into a higher level of love, and then I went on into the God conscious state with the most unbelievable light that I saw, that was a light brighter than 1,000 suns. And then I felt the love of God, and it was like unlike any love I ever had experienced and still have experienced. It was amazing. And that is obviously another sense that you can have when you're able to travel into that energy field that is the mind of God and the heart of God. In other words, the world is really not what it seems. And there's enough things out there that will show us this. If we don't lock our mind down to just thinking that we're very limited by our five senses, I mean, we'd be very close to just the animal consciousness if we really thought that. And there's certainly animals that have a higher consciousness than we do sometimes, as far as the kindness and the love they show. And again, like even a rock, is a rock conscious, you know? Is a rock aware? I mean, there's people that say there are power rocks. So you go to Sedona, and there's vortexes that can take you to higher spaces that open doorways into other places. So what's with those rocks, right? There are worlds within worlds. There really are truly worlds within worlds. And it's up to us to really be aware that we can see, know, and feel beyond the five senses. We can know. We have the sixth sense, is called, of course, that, you know, I had a sixth sense. I have intuition, right? You hear people say that all the time. I just had this sense. I just knew. And a lot of times they really do know, and they're right. Sometimes people shut that down. But the more intuitive, you know, that women are said to have that more intuitive nature, the more intuitive you are, the more you're open to it. And when you meditate and when you develop this mystical union with God, you further that. I wrote this poem when I was thinking about this subject this week. There's a white feather from heaven that lies upon my altar place. It's a little worn and torn from the fall and having to dwell here in this dimension and form. It reminds me of the angels as each morning I sit and meditate and wait to hear that silent call with echoes beyond the world that holds and binds us all. The Holy Spirit sometimes hides in the wings, and when we're stuck in our role, it whispers our forgotten lines and understands the deep longing that comes from that empty beggar's bowl. And this gravity here that holds us down cannot restrict our soul. And the dreams that often lead us to a love that redeems and makes us whole. And sometimes a feather falls from heaven, and I watch for these signs and the love letters from the Master and the songs that bring me a smile. And I thank the Holy Spirit, and I'm grateful for each breath. And I sense the next dimension is merging as I learn of the path that lies ahead. So there are many people who are respected teachers talking about this, that we are already moving into the next dimension, the age of Aquarius. The old dimensions and the old patterns and energies are slipping away. And there is indeed this battle going on between the ones who want to hold and stay back in the old familiar ways and the ways of being, and the ones who see a higher way and are sensing this new dimension, this new level of consciousness that is moving very quickly our way. It's already here. But many people don't want to accept it and are fighting it, right? And that's where you have that battle, which has to be really done with a lot of love. To find peace and understanding, you have to not engage in the battle, but just truly understand that these people are truly coming from another place and that they don't understand that higher form of consciousness. And the only way, think about what Christ went through. I mean, 2,000 years ago, plus. And here he was, an enlightened being, totally understanding a higher way of consciousness, coming to Earth at a time when the human race was very barbaric. And he knew what he was getting himself into. He was an enlightened master. And he knew what he was doing, and he still knew that there had to be someone to kind of be a way shower. But the people he was talking to did not understand. They didn't understand. That's why he did parables. He was able to explain stories to people, things that they could relate to. And that's why his story is a timeless story, because he was able to do it in a way that the next dimension he was talking about, that we're in, was easily explained and timeless in that way as well. You know, we are all one with this universe, and we all have that choice to be what we want to manifest, what we want to choose as our dream, what we relate to, what we align with. We have a limited personality sometimes, and then there's the ego. And sometimes the ego will say, no, I don't want that higher form of consciousness. I won't be as strong there. I want to be in control, right? and God laughs at us, right? He's like, yeah, right. See where that gets you, right? We should not put any limitations on what we perceive or those who can perceive what we may not be aware of. You know, we're here in this life, and somehow we're all here together. You're able to hear what I'm saying. I'm here in Maui, and you're able to hear me wherever you are. It's pretty magical, really, but we've explained it all and understand how it happens, so we don't think it's magical. You know, and I may not be here. You know, when you hear this later, I may be gone. I may be in another dimension, left the body and gone on. But then you can still hear the words, which, again, is pretty amazing to me, right? I mean, if we look at it from a higher point of view, there's a lot of magic that's happening with the technology that we understand. It can be explained now, but there's things that if you came from 2,000 years ago and we're here now, people would think it was unbelievable. They'd think it was crazy. They might be scared. It would look very magical to them if we did what we do right now and you were here 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years from now, if this planet still exists, I mean, they'll look back and say, oh my gosh, this is so barbaric. I can't believe people were doing what they were doing at this time, right? And this is the timeline we're on, right? But we have to throw off that judgment and the limitation that does limit us in this particular time and space to be open to what is there. We have to open our minds and understand some of the timeless principles, the principles of light, the principles of love, the principles of I am that I am, that you can experience in meditation, on the teachings that are there, a higher teaching that are timeless teachings that exist for us in space and time. Those will always exist in that inner universal consciousness of God's mind. There will always be principles that we can relate to throughout space and time, throughout thousands of years. But you have to have the courage to believe that God is always here, God is always present, and that we can always pray and be open-minded to be guided to find happiness, and it comes from our inner relationship with ourself and God. And we can remember to bring the state of being into our everyday life. You can breathe in this reality, you can believe in this higher reality. You can know that you really are not alone, that you are a part of that consciousness of energy, the mind of God, and that presence is always available for you to find. I'm going to close out with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. It's one of the translations from the Aramaic of the Lord's Prayer, which is very different from the Lord's Prayer that's said in most places. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. This is a book Dr. Paul Leon Masters wrote that's available on Amazon and metaphysics.com. Our subject today was Your Life Beyond Your Five Senses. This is a great book that is, it can be applied to your life and really make life-changing circumstances as you open your mind to these thoughts. It's 130 pages of affirmations to help you shed your old mental and emotional patterns and connect you with your higher universal mind for guidance. Again, you can get it at metaphysics.com and amazon.com. You can also find on Amazon Meditation Dynamics, that's Dr. Paul Leon Masters' latest book. Very good books, and also Mystical Insights is there. I have all of these shows available to listen to at mysticalperspectives.com, mysticalperspectives with an S.com, and you can listen to all of the shows that I've done so far. I think there's 30 so far available there. I thank you so much for listening. I wish you the best, and that you always are aware of that beautiful being that you are, the I Am Presence in form. God bless you.